The same things I repeat. Away from the past, a Jedi must turn. Only in the present you should dwell.
Familial attachments are strictly prohibited. You know that, Dooku.
I do, Master Braylon. I just thought...
Thought? Tell you what you thought, I will. Thought you were different, That the rules you could break?
I don't think it's so much break as bend them a little.
Your influence this is, Master Kostana, not mine.
Masters, please. I was wrong to hide the holocom from you. I know that. I was wrong to keep my relationship with Jenza a secret. But none of this is my sister's fault. Punish me, yes, but please, don't punish her.
What would you have us do, Padawan?
Let me go to her, Master Sanube. Let me stand by her side as she buries our... as she buries her mother. And then I swear I will break all contact.
True to your vows, you'll be?
I promise.
A fine speaker you are. A great politician you would make.
Then you will let me go?
Leave the temple, I cannot.
But I promise that I...
Master Yoda is negotiating a treaty between the Forta and the Leral.
At a delicate stage, the talks are.
What if I take him?
You?
I have business in the Gordian Reach. Serenno isn't that far out of my way.
Business? What business?
There have been worrying reports along the Hydean Way. A rise in lawlessness and disorder.
That's true. Reports that the Senate has chosen to ignore...
Investigating these reports, are you?
That was my plan. And Dooku is a native of the region. He may be able to sense something that others have not.
And if the Senate asks?
He is visiting his home for a state funeral.
It is the perfect cover.
Happy about this, I am not, Master Braylon. But my permission, I give.
Thank you, Master.
Do not think me yet, my apprentice. Fickle the past can be. The pain of tomorrow, the comfort of yesterday is. Only in the present should we trust. Only in today.
I had often wondered what it would be like to take to the stars in Master Kostana's shuttle, the Truth Seeker, soar away from Coruscant time and time again. And now I knew. And the reality of the situation weighed heavy on my heart as we sped towards Serenno.
Do?
Please don't call me that.
Oh, you never used to mind?
Yes. Yes, I did.
I'm sorry.
No. I am. I just keep thinking about what Yoda said.
About your sister?
For as long as I can remember, I've felt like I don't belong.
Dooku, that's ridiculous.
Is it?
You're the most accomplished Padawan in a generation. Everyone says so. You say so most of the time.
I know I am difficult to be around at times.
Oh, only at times. That's one way to put it.
You're teasing me.
Yes. Because sometimes we all need a little teasing. As long as I've known you, you've strived to be the best. No, actually, it's more than that. You've known you are the best. Remember when Yoda chose you as his Padawan?
It's hard to forget.
The others were surprised. But not me. It made complete sense. Of course, Yoda would want to shape you.
But what if I don't want to be shaped?
You don't?
Everyone is so sure of my future. Yoda, the Council. I'll become a knight one day and take a Padawan of my own.
May the Force be with them.
It's not funny. Become a master, join the council, and then what?
Rule the galaxy?
I could do a better job than the Senate.
You'd do a better job than anyone. But this isn't about your future.
Then what is it?
Your secret. Everyone knows now. Jenza? The holocom? You can't control it anymore. Can't decide when or where you talk to her. You even agreed to give her up. And why? Because whatever you say... However resentful you feel at this moment, you are a Jedi, Dooku. Through and through. More Jedi than I'll ever be. This is where you belong. This is where you make a difference. I don't think your future is mapped out at all. You're going to change everything.
For the better.
Well, this is you we're talking about.
Thanks, Sai.
Please don't call me that.
You never used to mind.
Knock, knock.
Master Castana.
We're approaching Sereno. Should we land at Carania?
No. Take us straight to Mantero.
The funeral moon coming up.
Funeral moon?
Serenians bury their dead on the smallest of their moons.
So our ancestors can gaze upon us forever.
That's amazing. I mean, it's ghoulish, but that's what makes it so great. I like your planet.
And guess who has the largest plot of all?
House Sereno?
Who else?
Tell those two to hurry up, will you, D4?
At once, Count Gora.
No need, we're here.
About time. The sooner we get this done, the better.
The sooner we get this done? You're talking about Mother's funeral.
Damn circus.
How can you say that?
Please don't make a scene, Lady Jenza. The CAN droids are watching.
What did I tell you?
Let's just play the grieving family and get back home. I have a race tonight.
I'm not playing, Ramil.
Good for you. D4, inform the newsnet to focus on my daughter. She's the best bet if it's tears thereafter.
Monster.
Now, you know what he's like.
And you're just as bad. Racing, today of all days.
It's what Mother would have wanted.
Memory stone, sir? To remember your loved one?
No, thank you. We don't need any of your funeral tat. Damned griefmongers.
He's just trying to make a living, Ramil.
Vultures, the lot of them. Jenza, now what are you looking for?
Nothing. I'm just seeing which of the houses have sent representatives.
Every single one, if they know what's good for them, great and small. You know, Father, he'll be taking notes.
And now we commit Countess Anya to her ancestors. She will rest here, in their company, in the Sereno Vault. But before we light the final flame, her daughter, Lady Jenza, would like to say a few words.
What? D4, what's going on? This wasn't part of the ceremony.
No, it certainly was not. I worked long and hard on the Order of Service.
What in the seven gods is she thinking?
On behalf of my father, I would like to thank so many of you for coming here today.
On behalf of her father? Ha! Of all the nerve!
My mother would be proud to see so many of the houses represented today. You honor her and us with your presence.
Like they had any choice.
Not only because she could walk with our ancestors, but because she could look up and see Sereno in the sky. That planet was her life. She worked tirelessly, caring for those less fortunate than us.
Most of the planet, then.
Caring for the outsider. She...
Now what's wrong with the girl? What's she looking at?
Over there. By the Domichi Memorial. It can't be.
It is. I don't believe it. How dare he come here?
Count, please. People are looking.
I'm sorry. As I was saying, my mother was a compassionate woman. She cared passionately for the outsider and for the lost.
Don't make me laugh!
Now what?
I'm... sorry?
It's all right for you, Lady Jenza, standing there in your furs. But what about the rest of us? If your mother cared so much, why didn't she stop the Assembly taking our jobs?
Yeah, where was she then?
Damn protesters. This is an outrage. Haka, do something!
This is my mother's funeral.
Might as well bury the entire planet.
You've said enough. It's time for us to be heard. Hear our voice. Hear our voice.
They're everywhere. They planned this.
Please, this is not the time. We can talk about this.
Like hell we can. Get her off the comm.
Lady Jenza, please, take your seat.
Now listen, this is a disgrace. You dishonor my wife. You dishonor my family.
You dishonored us when you brought in all those droids.
Oh, dear.
We won't stand for it anymore, you hear? It's time for a reckoning. Hear our voice. Hear our voice. maniacs!
Count Gora, are you all right?
What do you think? They're throwing rocks! Where's Harker's security?
I doubt it was deemed necessary, Your Grace.
Not necessary? Luckily, I plan ahead. This is Gora. Send them in. Send them in now.
My hand went to my lightsaber as the mob surged forward.
We need to do something.
No, Dooku. It's not our place.
That's exactly what it is. That's my family out there. They're in danger.
And what do you intend to do about it?
We are peacekeepers, aren't we? We keep the peace.
The argument became moot as the hover tanks approached, their doors swinging open.
I don't believe it. Are those?
Security droids. At a funeral? This can't happen.
Father, what is this?
Protection. Surround the protesters.
Order confirmed.
Father, we need to get out of here.
The Holonet wanted a show. Well, we'll damn well give them one. A show of strength.
Protesters, desist.
Like hell we will!
This unit has been struck. Protect the family. Open fire.
Confirmed.
No! Wait!
Dooku?
It was hardly the reunion I had hoped for. You all standing open-mouthed as I positioned myself between the droids and the protesters.
What is the meaning of this?
I could ask the same question, Father.
One word. That's all it took. One powerful word. I felt the ripple going around the crowd, the surprise and speculation, the other houses wondering if they'd heard correctly.
Dooku! Stop this!
No, Master. I need to understand what's happening here.
What's happening? Those damn robots, that's what's happening. When they're not pointing blasters at us, they're working the mines, transporting the ore, serving his kind. They're serving Sereno.
Your Grace, may I suggest that your guard stand down?
No, you may not.
They're not even the guard. He disbanded the guard and brought in machines. More lives ruined so he can line his pockets.
People are starving. His people. Not that he cares.
Father, is this true?
I'm not your father.
Is it true?
Is that what you're going to do? Freak? You're going to cut me down where I stand? Droids, shoot him!
It all happened so fast. The droids' blasters coming up. The screams from the crowd. I didn't even see you run forward until it was too late. Until you had thrown yourself in front of me. When I reacted, calling on the Force, it was to protect you, Jenza, not me. I wanted to push the droids back, but I was so angry. I didn't even realize what I had done, not at first. Not even as you and Father and Ramil were thrown back. Not even as the crowd scattered, mob and mourners running for their lives. Running from me. Then Father came at me, lips drawn back into a snarl. I acted on instinct, ready to strike, my lightsaber drawn.
Dooku, no!
You stopped me, Jenza. Your cry stopped me. But it didn't stop him.
I'll kill you.
I could have fought back even as he pummeled me into the ground. Could have snapped his neck. But I knew that was wrong, even as Ramil pulled him away.
Dooku, are you...
Leave me alone.
We need to go.
I knew pushing Lean back was wrong, but all I cared about was you.
Jenza, I...
No, Dooku. Please, stay away.
But
I mean it.
And that's when I saw it, Jenza. The coffin lying on its side, the lid open, a mother's body. It was an accident, Jenza. You have to believe me. I tried to put it right.
Jenza, I'm sorry. Here, we can...
Leave her alone!
Jenza!
Your friend is right. You need to go.
But...
Just go, Dooku.
I expected Father to be angry, to sense his rancor and fear. But I never expected it from you. It haunted me even as the Truth Seeker sped from the sector. It haunts me to this day.
Need a sparring partner?
I am practicing.
So I can see. Put down the saber.
No.
I said put it down.
Oh. Why did you do that?
Because I need to ask you something.
What?
Do you trust me?
I'm sorry.
Do you trust me?
Yes.
Good. Sit with me. I've checked the Holonet and all official channels. There has been no mention of the fracas at your mother's funeral.
Fracas?
It is my opinion that Count Gora is suppressing the scandal. He won't want the Senate to know...
that I am his son.
How bad things have become on Sereno.
But when we tell the Council...
When we tell the Council, you will face a hearing, as will I, for allowing you to assault your family.
It was an accident.
I know, but I also know how the Council thinks. I will be shackled to the temple, Sifo Dyas reassigned.
But none of this is your fault.
Nor is it yours, Dooku.
Lean, the way Jenza looked at me...
She was confused, scared.
Master Yoda was right. The past must be left alone.
You truly believe that?
Yes.
Then you should cease communication, as you promised the Council. At least until passions have cooled. I propose we keep this to ourselves. Count Gora obviously doesn't want the galaxy to know what happened.
But I failed. Master Yoda...
Master Yoda would overreact. And if he doesn't, the rest of the Council certainly will. Do the right thing, Dooku. Make amends.
I am truly sorry for what has happened between us, Jenza. You will never know how much I have cherished our friendship, how much I have relied on our communication. You have been my rock, my confidant. But now, it must end. I wish you well, Lady Jenza. You are a strong woman. Stronger than you give yourself credit. May the Force be with you, now and forever.
I stare into the space where Dooku's hollow form had been, the rain hissing on the still warm projector.
What's wrong? Asajj?
Their story isn't over.
Well, obviously. He sent you to find her.
No, it's more than that.
Dooku's journal...
I shift under the cover of a cooling tower to protect the screen.
What are you looking for?
The Force will guide me. Here.
What is it?
The rest of the story. Lean is correct. I know she is, but it still hurts. And if we are to keep it from Yoda... This is it. The missing link.
Missing link?
If I am truly to serve Dooku, I must understand him. I thought I understood you, but I was obviously mistaken.
Asajj.
Don't you see? This is Dooku. The hollow letters, they were meant for someone else. But this was for him. His thoughts, his truth. The Force led me to them.
I led you to them. Oh, I forgot. I'm not real, am I?
No, you're not.
Then humor me. Tell me what it says. If I'm only a delusion, you'll be talking to yourself. Does that really matter? We all do it, after all.
Some more than most, it seems. I had thought that Lean would take me straight back to Coruscant. But she reminded me that we still had work to do. Her mission in the Gordian Reach, or so I thought.
It turned out Lean had been somewhat economical with the truth. I don't know why I was so surprised.
What is this place?
Sifo Dyas?
Susto, a heavily forested planetoid in the Tamsis Nebula.
Sentient life?
Not that we know of.
Although, it's a regular haunt of smugglers and weapon runners.
The disorder along the Hydean Way?
Possibly. Although the Council's concerns run deeper. As we just saw, tempers are running high in the Outer Rim.
The Trade Federation has worked hard to attract prospectors.
I've seen the posters. A brave new frontier.
Ah, but what the posters don't tell you about is the growth in organized crime.
Growth that neither the Republic nor the Jedi can handle.
So you're here to stop it?
Yes.
But that's not all, is it? You're keeping something from me. I can sense it.
It isn't the only reason we're here. As you know, the Council and I don't always see eye to eye.
On anything.
But the one thing they know all too well is that the galaxy is littered with relics of the Sith Empire.
I thought you never found any.
You've seen the Bogan collection.
It's doubled in size since we broke in, Dooku.
Something is coming. Something dangerous. The last few years have seen an explosion of artifacts being sold on the black market.
Most are fakes.
And the rest are worthless. But all it would take is one genuine artifact falling into the wrong hands.
So you're trying to find them first, so they can be studied.
Unfortunately, the Council isn't that progressive. They're locked away.
Where even young troublemakers can't find them.
I still think it's a mistake, but one battle at a time, eh?
And you think there are relics here, on Asusto?
We infiltrated a smuggler ring on Karazak. They had no idea what they were dealing with.
We've been following their supply routes. Many converge here on this planet.
Can you feel it, Dooku? The dark side?
Yes. Stronger than ever before.
The entire planet is drenched in it.
Must be why so much trash is drawn here.
Like stink flies to bantha fodder.
Do you know what we're looking for?
We?
I'm not just along for the ride.
Glad to hear it. And no, not yet. But we'll know when it finds us.
Are you sure there's no sentient life?
You feel it too?
I think it's all this.
Some kind of moss.
It's moving.
I certainly wouldn't stand still for too long.
You're not kidding. It's already halfway up the landing rig.
Close the ramp.
Yes, Master.
So, where do we start?
We close our eyes.
We do what?
Think back to your training, Dooku. Why do we use blast visors?
To focus on what we feel.
Rather than what we see.
Okay. Eyes closed it is.
Now, reach out with your emotions. But this time, open your mind to everything. Not just the light. Remember how you felt on Montero.
What?
The anger you felt. The betrayal. Remember how your sister looked at you. Remember her fear.
No. We shouldn't.
We're not in the temple now, Dooku.
Like stink flies, remember? Like calls to like.
But anger and fear...
We'll find what we're looking for.
You don't have to embrace the dark side, Dooku. But you need to know it's there.
I see it, Master. A path through the wood.
Then lead the way. Are you coming, Dooku?
I do not know.
Are you scared?
Yes.
Good. Then you'll probably come out of this alive.
Lean.
I'm still here. Keep focused.
What was that?
Your mind is playing tricks on you. It is the dark side trying to take hold.
Duke. Did you hear that?
Duke.
Master Yoda?
No. He's tucked up safely on Coruscant. The voices aren't real.
You can hear them?
Not necessarily the same ones. We all have our demons to face.
Master.
Brother!
Apprentice. I can't do this.
You can, Dooku. I know you can.
Traitor! Idiot.
Count!
Wait.
What is it?
We're not alone.
But Lean said they weren't real.
Not the voices. Can't you feel it? A presence.
Yes. They don't belong here.
None of us do.
We crept on, finding a freighter cooling its engines in a clearing. White-whiskered aliens were unloading crates from the back of the craft, each with a single eye set deep in cadaverous faces.
Abyssins.
Your smugglers?
There was no way for Lean to know, although it was obvious that the thugs were waiting for a buyer. As we watched, one of the Abyssins activated a wrist comm, informing their contact that the samples had been unloaded. It turned out they weren't smuggling dark side artifacts, but weapons almost as deadly.
Nerve disruptors?
Illegal in every civilized system.
Lean swore. If artifact hunters were plundering Asusto, the last thing she needed was for the Abyssin to get in the way. She needed to act, and I was only too happy to oblige.
I'll deal with them.
No, Dooku, wait.
I burst through the foliage, my lightsaber flashing. The Abyssin drew their pulse blasters, but I was too fast for them, slicing through the barrels and then limbs. But then, I couldn't stop. I don't know what it was. My shame of what happened on Mantero, or the dark side amplifying my fury as Kyber focuses plasma. By the time my companions reached the clearing, the Abyssin were dead. I've read that the lumbering aliens can regenerate limbs, but there was no coming back from these injuries. Cautiously, Lean ignited her own saber, as if wary of me.
Dooku, it's over. They're done.
No. Their evil still remains.
I turn, slicing down the piled crates, cleaving the nerve disruptors in two.
You feeling better now?
No. Not while scum like this still exist. This is what we should be doing, Sifo. Not meditating safe within temple walls. We should be out here, restoring balance by whatever means possible.
Dooku?
It was as though she feared I would turn my ire upon her. Perhaps I would have, blinded by emotions I could barely control. Emotions she had stirred by bringing me to Asusto. But I couldn't move if I wanted to. None of us could. The moss Cypher Dias had first noticed had been slowly creeping into the glade, smothering the Abyssin's corpses, rolling over our boots.
Master, I can't pull free!
Don't struggle!
It's dragging me down!
Burn it off!
Dooku, no!
I sunk my blade into the writhing morass.
Burn it clear!
I could barely hear Lean screaming at me to stop. Couldn't even hear the squelch of the moss as it traveled up my legs and over my back, drawing me into a cocoon. My head was ablaze with voices, ghosts of the past and echoes of the future.
Brother!
Edwan,
idiot.
Son.
Freak.
Breached.
Stop them!
Padawans, this is an illusion. The dark side.
You can hear them too.
The Force is with me. The Force is with me. The Force is with me.
Lean.
The Force
I can't
is with
lock
me.
Them out.
Help me.
Help him.
Help him.
The Force is with me.
Help him. Lean. The Force is with me. I can't lock them out.
Help him.
But Lean was gone, consumed by the moss. Sifo Dyas too, swallowed up, the moss pouring into his eyes, into his mouth. My lightsaber was sucked from my hands, the lichen numbing my skin. I thrashed and twisted, trying to free myself, but there was no escape.
No escape.
Help me! Somebody, please! Help!
I couldn't see. I couldn't hear. I couldn't even breathe. I was completely cocooned, consciousness slipping away. I awoke in a vast cavern, slick walls illuminated by flickering flame. I was suspended from on high by the same clinging moss that had overcome us. Sifo Dyas and Costana hung lifelessly beside me. I had no idea if they were alive or dead. My senses overwhelmed by the pungent incense drifting up from the chamber below.
Sifo! Lean!
The conduit awakes!
Conduit? What are you talking about? Who are you?
Do not struggle. The moss holds you tight. You will only injure yourself.
My lightsaber.
You have been disarmed. Nothing must disrupt the ritual.
You haven't answered my question. Who are you?
The presagers of Hecote.
Lean.
You have heard of us, Master Jedi.
I thought you were extinct.
We survive. Hidden from the universe, the last coven.
You must be very proud.
It was foretold, as was your coming.
The relics came from you.
You followed the trail.
And fell into your trap.
It was all a lure.
The sacrifice was required.
Why don't I like the sound of that?
Sifo.
Is this as bad as it looks?
The presagers were obsessed with prophecy. They sacrificed millions to be rewarded by visions of the future.
Death magic.
Now they need fresh blood.
This planet is a nexus point. We have foreseen it. The source of all change.
What change?
We do not know. Your blood will open our eyes. Every future laid bare.
And is there a future where we survive?
The ritual must begin.
She didn't answer my question. Did anyone else notice that?
They've taken our lightsabers.
We still have the Force.
Are you sure about that? My head feels like it's full of wampa wool.
It has to be this moss dampening our abilities.
And it's on the move.
I don't think I can take being smothered again.
I don't think you have much choice.
Give yourself willingly. Let the moss absorb you.
Resist it.
I can't.
The Force is with us. Repeat the mantra. The Force is with us.
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 You will be consumed, so all futures will be ours. Everything that may come to pass.
I find it hard, even now, to describe what I saw. Was this what Cypher Dias endured every time he was visited by days to come? I saw the future. Futures. Every prospect, every possibility, and all of them a living nightmare.
What is this? Master Castana? Lane? Can you hear me?
I saw battles. So many battles. The future bleeding out on a thousand worlds.
Sifo Dias!
And faces. Faces I knew. Faces that were new to me. And all of them changed from the way they should be.
Wrong this is.
We have no choice. The Senate has been corrupted. The Jedi must take control.
Control?
Master Jedi, what is the meaning of this?
Our destiny. The rule of the Jedi has begun.
The Jedi as conquerors. It couldn't happen. Couldn't be. There had to be a different way. And there was.
184th the Tech Battalion. Move out.
Roger.
Commander Crane?
Order 66 must be executed.
No! Don't! Don't! No!
The futures were colliding, overlapping. My mind on fire.
The cauldron opens. The Sith reborn.
Only one voice was true.
Dooku!
Lean?
I've lost Sifo.
Lean! Where are you?
It's up to you. Where are you?
What?
I've chosen them, my apprentice. You, sir, are high in the face.
My only conclusion.
My price.
Is that who was a Sith Lord?
Is he the Illustrator?
The Sith Reborn. Reborn.
Dooku.
The rule of the Jedi.
Dooku. Please.
The Sith have returned.
Must take control.
This is
right. Jedi.
The future is ours. My master.
Master. No.
Half returned.
Reborn.
Half returned.
Control.
Half returned.
Dooku, how did we get down?
I don't know.
That smell.
The presages.
They've been burnt to a crisp. But how?
Master, I...
Dooku, your hands.
I looked down at the indigo light crackling around my fingers.
In my vision, I saw lightning coursing through bodies.
Dooku, you're going to be all right.
It's a mark of the dark side.
Not always.
Don't lie to me.
Tell me what you saw.
So many things.
Different futures collapsing in on each other. The Jedi storming the Senate.
Yes. And weapons. Terrible weapons.
The things you saw, they're not certainties. They're only possibilities.
I saw the Sith.
Things we can prevent.
But the lightning.
Your mind locked on to something.
My future?
No, definitely not.
But the dark side...
runs through this place like a seam. Dooku, it used you, not the other way round. It latched onto your concern for us, twisting it, weaponizing it. This wasn't you, Dooku. The presagers brought it upon themselves.
I saw it, dancing from my fingertips. It was a woman... bone-white skin.
It was just a vision, and visions fade. We'll get away from this place and purge the memories, I promise.
Sifo-Dyas!
I ran to Sifo-Dyas. He was gripped by a seizure, his face contorted in silent agony.
What's happening?
Sifo, remember your training. Sifo?
He can't hear you.
Then we need to make him.
Can't be happening. Can't be happening.
It's no good. We need to get him to the Truth Seeker.
But I...
But nothing. Look at your hands, Dooku.
The lightning. It's gone.
It was never there. But Sifo-Dyas is real and needs your help. Your friend, Dooku. Will you help him?
Yes. Of course I will.
We're going to have to carry him. That's it. Carefully.
Sifo-Dyas' torment continued long after we'd left the planet's atmosphere.
No. No, you can't.
Sifo.
It cannot be.
Listen to me. You're safe. You're safe.
How is he?
The same. I can't get through to him.
He's lost in the visions. Padawan. Padawan. That is enough. You need to come back to me. The Force is strong in you. Do you hear? The Force is strong.
Master.
I'm here.
Master, there were soldiers. Hundreds of thousands of soldiers. So much blood washing over me, washing over us all.
It wasn't real. It was the dark side, nothing more.
You didn't hear the explosions. Didn't hear the screams.
Sifo, do you remember the cleansing ritual I taught you?
No.
On Rishi, after we uncovered the Hand of Scry...
Yeah, the ritual of the three. Yes, I remember.
We need to teach it to Dooku. Do you understand? The dark side washed over him, too. You want to help your friend, don't you? You want to save him?
Yes. Yes, of course I do.
Then we must prepare. Can you stand?
I think so.
Stand in a circle so we can see each other's eyes. Look inside yourself. Can you feel the force within?
Yes.
Describe it.
It's cold.
Dark.
That will change. You have to believe it. Now, we need these.
Bandages?
The balm of the luminous. Do you see? Their words are woven into the gauze. As we wrap them about our arms, we bind ourselves in the light.
It sounds like witchcraft.
It's a tool, nothing more. A means to find balance. Here.
Almost reverentially, she passed us both a roll of cloth.
Starting at the wrist, you wind the fabric up your arm like this. Do you see?
Yes.
Keep your palm open and raise toward the stars.
That's right, Sypho. Can you remember the invocation?
Yes. Yes, I think so. We call upon the three.
Light, dark.
And balance, true.
One is no greater than the others.
Together, they unite, restore, center, and renew.
We walk into the light, acknowledge the dark.
And find balance within ourselves.
For the force is strong.
For the force is strong.
Excellent. Dooku, are you ready?
Yes.
We call upon the three. Light, dark,
and balance true.
Together we repeated the ritual, binding our arms. Together. As the autopilot sped us back to the core, I felt the shadows lift. The memory of what had happened, while still fresh, weighing lighter on my mind, on my heart.
Strong, for the force is strong.
There. Is that better? Look inside yourself again. Describe what you see, what you feel.
Warmth.
Warmth and light.
Keep the bandage under your sleeve. No one will see it or question it. And if you are troubled in future,
repeat the ritual.
As often as you need. The ancient Jedi did this every day. We have forgotten so much.
And what now?
We return to Coruscant. The journey will give us opportunity to meditate.
I feel so tired.
You must rest, my Padawan. You've been through a lot. We all have.
Yes, Master.
Would you like me to stay with you, Sypho?
No. I need to be alone.
Only if you are sure.
I'll let you know when we're almost home.
Lean, wait.
I suggest you do the same, Dooku. Get some rest.
But what are we going to tell Master Yoda?
Nothing.
But this isn't like Mantero. The things we saw. The things we did.
Dooku, listen to me. Yoda already has doubts about my work. He tolerates what I do, but if he found out I exposed two Padawan to the dark side...
He'd shut you down.
In an instant. This has to be our secret. Do you understand?
It doesn't feel right. He's my master.
And it pains me to ask you, Dooku, but the work is too important. To the Order, to the galaxy as a whole. You see that, don't you? Especially now. You've seen the dark side. You know what it's capable of.
What I'm capable of, you mean?
No. No, I don't. The visions. The lightning. That wasn't you. It was that place. But you're stronger.
The Force is strong.
The Force is strong. Don't worry, please. The future you saw, whatever it was, won't come to pass. I can guarantee it. You're a good man, Dooku. A good man.
A good man.
Are you all right?
A woman with bone-white skin. Sound familiar?
It could be a coincidence.
Says the dead man. Maybe everything has already been written. None of us has a choice.
He did. Dooku. The man I knew would never have hurt you.
You knew him. You knew Dooku.
He taught me. He taught us all.
Maybe you told me that. I can't remember.
The Dooku I knew was older. He'd been a Jedi a long time. Still had the beard from the Hollows, but it had already turned gray. And a knighted Padawan of his own, for that matter.
Ah, Dooku has mentioned him. Qui-Gon, wasn't it?
Qui-Gon Jinn. But he wasn't Dooku's first. Oh, no. First came Rael. Rael Avaros. As untidy as Dooku was smart, and as friendly as he was stern. A hyperstorm waiting to happen. That's what Master Sinube called him. And he was right. But I liked Rael. We all did.
Even Dooku?
See for yourself.
What? How?
Dooku's journal. He'll be in there. We all will.
That's it. Very good. Now, let's cycle through the marks of contact. Sai-cha. Excellent. Cho-san. Cho-mai. A little more precision, if you please, Ivana. Sun-jem. Mao-kei. I said Mao-kei, Paz, not Chomo. If these were your trials, you would have failed.
Don't let them give you a hard time, kid. You're doing just fine.
Rael. Now is not the time for coddling, my former Padawan. If the initiates are to be ready.
They will be, won't you, younglings?
With Master Dooku's guidance, Jedi Avaros.
See? You have them well trained already, Master. Total obedience.
If only the same could have been said of you. Look at the state of those robes. And that sash.
Same old Dooku.
I beg your pardon.
Tell me, kids. You rather play with training holograms all afternoon, or witness a practical demonstration?
You're challenging me to a duel.
For old time's sake.
Holograms off.
That's better. What style shall we use?
Whichever you like. It'll make little difference.
You've always been too confident. It'll be your undoing. Sun Jim.
Whereas you talk too much. Shim!
That's true, I guess. While no one could accuse you of being chatty. Cho-sun! Mao-kei! Sai-top!
Really? The bisecting blow. I thought you better than that, Rael.
Sometimes I like to play dirty. As do you.
You should be careful, my former pupil. You don't want to tire yourself out. You have a long journey ahead of you.
Don't worry on my account, Master. I can do this all day.
That won't be necessary.
Okay, I yield. So la.
You need to work on your lateral extension. You leave yourself open to attack.
And there you have it, initiates. Always the teacher. Always knows best. And don't any of you forget it.
That will be all for today, younglings. But before you go, remember, while we may practice the marks of contact, a Jedi preserves life above all else. In combat, we seek only to disarm, never to destroy. Do you understand?
Yes, Master Dooku.
Very good. Now, off with you. Master Braylon is waiting in the Hall of Discovery.
You're hard on him, you know that.
Too hard.
You still have plenty of time. Besides, as you always told me, lightsaber conflict is purely ceremonial.
More's the pity.
You don't mean that.
And you know as well as anyone that the galaxy is a dangerous place.
Is that your way of telling me to be careful?
You will be. I trained you. Just remember, diplomacy can quickly fail.
When either party hungers for peace. I know. But I'm sure Yannis will be different.
I hope so. For everyone's sake, I'll walk with you to the hangar.
You're coming to see me off? I didn't know you cared, Master.
Just don't tell anyone. I have a reputation to protect.
Now I see why you wanted to be here. I'll try not to be too disappointed.
Dooku!
Master Kostana, I'm glad I caught you.
And I you. Sifo, Dooku's come to wave us off.
Oh, I'm a bit busy. I'll be over in a minute.
Well, that's not awkward at all.
Rail.
I know what I'm not wanting. If you need me, I'll be on my interceptor. H-16! You fitted those laser capacitors yet? Don't give me that. You've had plenty of time.
He hasn't changed.
And I hope he never does.
Dooku, listen, about Sifo. It's not you.
I know. It's just been so long.
It's one of the reasons we stayed away.
You still travel together?
He needs me.
You're not responsible for him anymore.
We both know he's vulnerable, and we work well together. We always have.
And his visions? Lean.
They're getting worse.
You should talk to the Council.
What good would that do? They'd lock him away.
He's not a criminal.
No, but in their eyes, he's dangerous. I've heard...
What?
They've opened a new correctional unit on Lola Seu for those with foresight.
Within the Citadel? I find that hard to believe.
You haven't been there. The thought of Sifo Dyas ending up in a place like that? Oh, no. He's better with me. And it's not that unusual. The Jedi of old traveled together, sometimes in pairs, sometimes more.
The last thing I'd want is to cause him distress.
Thank you. But there is something you can do.
Name it.
Where is she? Ah, there we are.
You've trained a new convoy.
She'll never replace poor Farana, but she's beautiful. Aren't you, girl?
She's certainly very striking.
And that, Colleen, is as near a compliment as you're ever going to get from Master Dooku.
Colleen, the Altieri goddess of wisdom.
I'm impressed.
Even a teacher must study.
Will you look after her for me? She gets skittish around Sifo.
It will be my pleasure. I shall construct a roost in my chambers.
There's no need to go to any trouble.
There's every need. It is good to meet you, Colleen.
Will you look at that? The beginning of a beautiful friendship. You look after him as well, huh, Colleen? Good. I'll see you soon, Dooku.
I hope so.
If I hadn't taken a vow of celibacy...
It's never stopped you before.
She's a fine woman.
I think you mean a great Jedi.
Of course I do. You all right?
Why wouldn't I be? Meet Colleen.
I don't think she likes me.
Then it appears she has excellent taste.
But seriously, your friend, I know what Sifo Dyas means to you.
We've known each other for a long time, but the Force has led us down different paths. Sifo Dyas is an explorer, while I am doomed to endure ridicule from my former students.
Quite right, too. Just promise me one thing. Don't wait too long.
For what?
To take another Padawan.
As if you could be so easily replaced.
You know what I mean.
Worry about Yanis, Jedi Avaros. Your old master will take care of himself.
I thought we weren't saying old.
According to this, he would take another Padawan sooner than anyone expected.
Himself included?
I thought you would remember. Looks like you were there.
Gretz, is he here? Can you see him?
Stop panicking, Kai. He's there, behind Master Aerith.
I thought he wasn't coming.
Dooku never misses the tournaments.
Yeah, but he never picks a Padawan either. Not since Rail.
Well, maybe this year will change all that.
And I suppose you think he'll pick you?
Well, can you think of any reason why he won't?
Yeah. You're looking at him.
You?
Why not?
Kai, you yield in every duel.
I do not.
What do you think, Qui-Gon?
I think you should be quiet. I'm trying to watch Ima Gunn and Yida.
Gretz says I always yield.
And? Sometimes to win, you must lose.
Exactly. I think...
Please don't pretend you know what that means.
Sola!
Well done, initiates!
The next combatant will be chosen.
Initiate Narek.
Time to prove yourself.
And his opponent will be...
Initiate Droom.
Oh, great.
What's the matter, Kai? Nervous?
There is no need to be. The Force will be with you.
Yeah, it'll need to be.
Impressive. Most impressive. Train them well, you have, Master Dooku.
Master Sanube deserves the credit. He has spent more time with Helios' clan. My time has been taken up with Thranta, as usual.
And yet, one youngling interests you, I think.
He has great potential.
An inquiring mind. That is what he has.
More like a total disregard for authority, if you ask me.
That is unfair, Master Braylon.
You haven't taught him.
Yet.
I am not ready to take another Padawan.
I don't see why not, unless you're thinking of sitting on the council. Welcome, my former Padawan would be. That he knows. But other plans, I sense he has. Chosen for him, the Force already has.
I don't believe it.
Maybe he couldn't choose between us?
So he chose him?
Shh! Padawan Droom, I trust you are pleased with your mentor.
Yes, Master Dooku.
Jor Aerith is a fine Jedi, Gretz. You will learn much from her. As will you from Master Manor, Padawan Narek.
Thank you, sir.
And here is my Padawan. I hope you are ready for a challenge, Qui-Gon.
Always, Master Dooku.
Then we shall begin immediately.
Master?
Meet me in the training ground in 10 minutes. A Jedi is always punctual. Remember that, Padawan.
I will.
You better run along, Qui-Gon. You got yourself a real taskmaster there.
Is that so, Padawan Droom?
Master Aerith, I didn't see you there.
Obviously. Let's take a leaf out of Master Dooku's book, shall we? The Hall of Endurance in 5 minutes.
5? I mean, yes, Master, I'm looking forward to it.
Shouldn't you have already left?
Very funny.
You don't remember it at all?
Sometimes it is difficult. My memories are clouded.
Then maybe this will clear things up for you. I must admit, at first I was concerned. Had I misread the Force? Qui-Gon and I struggled in the early days of our partnership. Everything about us seemed at odds, more so than it had ever been with Rael. Perhaps we were too alike. I needn't have worried. Trust in the Force, Master Yoda used to tell me. And as in most things, he was correct. Now it feels as though we were born to serve together. Qui-Gon, the student,
and I, the teacher. Aerith says we have become inseparable, and I, for one, welcome it.
I am ready, Master.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Very well. This technique is not one I learned from Master Yoda. And yet, I will share it with you as I shared it with Rael. Who knows? Perhaps you will share it with your Padawan one day.
But if you didn't learn it from Master Yoda... You learned it from Lin Kostana.
You've heard of her.
And how close you were.
We still are. Now, place the band around my chest. Yes, like that. It needs to be tight.
It couldn't get much tighter. What is it?
A medical implement, at least originally. Although I believe the Heltraxi use it as a torture device. When pressed, the button on this remote will send an electronic pulse through my chest. Not enough to kill me, but uncomfortable, nonetheless.
I do not wish to hurt you, Master.
And you won't. Through the Force, a Jedi can endure even the most debilitating pain. Remember the Battle of Nar Shaddaa? Master Crucitorn fought on even after being immolated by the Flame Wielders.
Injuries that would have crippled any warrior. But we live in an age of peace.
And long may it continue. However, his technique can ease discomfort on any level. The principles I teach you today can be used to soothe any